So that's it. You now know everything about Earth, life, and the human race. Of course, a little light reading isn't the same as life experience. After finishing this audiobook, you may find yourselves even more disappointed to have arrived too late to meet us. Well, you're in luck. If you re-listen to the two-hour human readers, you'll find detailed information about two locations where you can find thousands of samples of our DNA, human DNA, much of it from the coveted 1834 demographic. And if you're as advanced as we think you are, you're going to have no problem converting these molecular scraps into fully functioning human clones to do with as you please. Now, as you'll see from the forms accompanying the samples, we tried to anticipate your every possible need. After all, if you choose to reconstitute us, it would be well within your rights to use our future avatars any way you see fit. Frankly, the bastards should be grateful just to be alive. If they aren't, feel free to use your laser whips on them. If you have laser whips. But to be honest, slave labor might not be the best use of our genetic material. Colonization is all well and good. Believe us, we did more than our share. But as you sit, hover, pulsate, listening to this, consider another possibility. Bringing us back not to work for you, but with you, to reach the full potential that we never quite achieved on our own. We had so much to offer the cosmos. We were curious, intelligent, creative. As individuals, most of us were compassionate beings capable of both routine and extraordinary acts of nobility and bravery and love. As a group, we were usually able to live together in some semblance of civility, not only refraining from hurting each other, but coming together in times of crisis. We wrote incredible theater. We built the pyramids. We invented democracy. We sent men to the moon, and we patiently waited in line for half an hour at the supermarket without strangling or even cutting in front of that crazy old lady trying to buy 15 bags of cat food with a traveler's check. Yes, yes, in the end, we were unable to rein in our worst impulses. But perhaps with the aid of an outside party, a superior and benevolent race like yourselves, we could overcome the baser aspects of our nature and together give this planet the kind of caretakers it deserves. Whatever you choose, we appreciate you taking the time to learn a little bit about who we were. And good luck here in your new home. We hope she's as good to you as she was to us. Oh, and watch out for Kilauea. It leaks.
This has been an Oshet audio production of Earth, the audiobook. Written and edited by John Stewart, David Javerbaum, Rory Albanese, Steve Bodo, Josh Lieb. Writers: Kevin Blyer, Rich Blomquist, Tim Carvell, Wyatt Senak, Hallie Haglund, J.R. Havlin, Elliot Kalin, Sam Means, Joe Miller, John Oliver, Daniel Radosh, Jason Ross. Featuring Sigourney Weaver. Read by John Stewart, Samantha Bee, Wyatt Senak, Jason Jones, and John Oliver. With additional narration by Robert Petkoff. Adapted by John McElroy. Executive producer, Michelle McGonigal. Produced by John McElroy, John Stewart, Rory Albanese, Steve Bodo, David Javerbaum, and Josh Lieb. Directed by John McElroy. Engineered by Tim Lester, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and Charles de Montebello, CDM Studios, NYC. Post-production by Charles de Montebello, CDM Studios, NYC. Production coordinators Jill Baum, Jocelyn Kahn, Jill Katz, and Jennifer Flans. Special thanks to Hilary Kuhn. Earth, the book, is available in print from Grand Central Publishing, a division of Oshet Book Group. Text copyright 2010 by Busboy Productions, Inc. Audio production copyright 2010, Ashet Audio, all rights reserved. Except as permitted under the U.S. Copyright Act of 1976, no part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means, or stored in a database or retrieval system without the written permission of the publisher. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously, and any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events, or locales is entirely coincidental.